like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brock, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Oh, the Promised Land.
Is that Ohio?
Is it Israel? Is it where? Where is this?
Well, John, this is in the movie theaters right now. We are talking, of course, about the Matt Damon, John
Krasinski.
This is their movie. They wrote it, starred in it, and produced it.
How about this quote?
I knew it.
It's from me. To frack or not to frack? That is the question.
And the frickin' frack. It's about the environment.
It's a narrative.
And preserving.
It's somewhere in a small farmland town in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And it's visited by a corporate salesman played by Matt Damon.
Exactly.
Steve is coming in, and he's a steamroller. He is telling these poor farmers that the only chance they have is to lease their land to the natural gas company that he represents.
And this is a scene that has played out in so many small communities all across America.
Yeah. Damon's role is one that represents all of us as he tries to figure out what this really means. I mean, he represents the company, the super salesman, always won their lease challenges.
Right.
And now he's facing a community and Mark Twain.
Again, Hal Holbrook, right? He plays a character who is questioning whether this natural gas company and fracking is actually healthy and good for the community and if it's going to come in and really wipe it out. Because up until this point in the movie, Matt Damon's character is selling that this natural gas and the company coming in is going to not only be the right thing to do, but it's going to change the lives of all these people and make them lots of money.
You can be a millionaire, he tells them.
And then the John Krasinski character comes in, and he is the environmentalist.
Yes.
So everything is smooth sailing up until this guy comes along and really rocks the boat.
There are some conventional things that happen here that really turn me off. Competition between Steve and the Krasinski character for Rosemarie DeWitt.
The romantic interest.
That's kind of cool. And the whole latter third falls very flat because the producers lost sight of their ideals.
I am going to completely disagree with you. I feel the absolute opposite. The best part of the movie is the last third.
I think
the first act is a different movie. The first act is playful. It's more of a competition, and this competition between these two men drags on for far too long, and it misses the heart of the movie, which is then the last 30 minutes.
Check out in that first part you're talking about, the dialogue between Damon's character and DeWitt's character is wonderful. It's evocative of Good Will Hunting, and our director here is Gus Van Sant, and the writer there was Matt Damon, and there's a terrific dialogue going on.
But the plot, we're talking about what the plot
is. I know.
And I think you're right. The first part of the movie is maybe the most enjoyable to watch.
Carolyn, I can't
believe this. The plot of the movie is the last half hour, and they quickly just go, okay, wait, here's how we're going to tie this up in a little bow.
So that's what I'm complaining about, is the way they're tying it up.
Well, I think the dialogue wasn't there for that part, and it was for this kind of superficial.
You don't believe that last part is completely contrived? That is the way that they end that film,
but that's because...
It's a shame.
But John, that's because they didn't support it with a good first act.
Underneath all of this is the big issue as to whether fracking will destroy the land and their heritage, or whether it will be good for the community.
And here's the problem. That issue is not even brought up. Really?
Well, you
see a photo of it, and then that's it.
We don't
ever go deeper. That first part completely ignores what's at the heart of the movie, which is what you just said, frack, to frack or not to frack. And that was completely lost.
It is there. It is so compromised by their ending. It is such a hokey Hollywood ending.
Oh, John, because it's not supported by anything in the beginning. So you know what? We're going to agree to disagree. And this is why you all should go see this movie. Are you a Carolyn or are you a John? And by the way, there's a twist. There's a whole twist in this. We are not
objecting to that twist.
Oh.
I'm really interested in what grade you're going to award this.
Ooh, this is tough because look, it generated such great conversation with you, my friend. So I'm going to give it a B.
And I'm going to give it a B minus.
Ah.
Because I thought it was entertaining and I love the whole idea of the conflict, the idealism, and I just detested the ending.
So frack on or frack off?
What the frack? It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brock. Listen to the shows, read reviews, WCBE.org.